time for Advice Line. Call now at 800-866-8883. That's 800-866-8883. Here's your host, Roy Masters.
Have you heard from Jimmy Carter lately? I heard him last night railing in Israel. And, hugging Fidel Castro and Chavez in Venezuela. This man is mentally ill. He was your former president, wasn't he? Mentally ill people elected him. And when I say mentally ill, I don't mean it's an illness, a disease, or anything like that. But misinformed, manipulated, gullible. But gullible people are very dangerous because, well, God doesn't manipulate human beings. He doesn't make you do right things. He doesn't want conscripts. He wants volunteers. But the other guy, the guy with the horns, if you know what I mean, they exploit people who do not know how to find their way in life. They also produce them. One of the methods of recruiting suicide bombers, recruiting people to anti-human political parties, one of which happens to be our Democratic Party. It's the party of miscreants and anti-humans, because you're looking at the wiretapping today. The liberal judge carefully screened and appointed over the years for these moments to destroy us from within represent a body of anti-human beings. What kind of human beings, what kind of human being is this judge in a time of war to take away the only weapon of defense against another 9/11 and worse? It's going to happen anyway. And the ACLU represent those same kind of anti-humans, always in the guise, using your free speech, hard fought for, died for, to take away your freedoms. All in the guise of the right to privacy and all the rest of it. The right to their privacy. I strongly suggest that you should be suspicious of why they're behaving this way. Maybe we should wiretap into them and find out what they are all about, because I think those kind of people are not defending you. They're protecting themselves and what they're up to with regard to bringing down this country. I know them when I see them. I want you to understand, to be very careful the kind of people you elect. Thank you very much. I'm Roy Masters. We'll be right back with our calls. Thank you. My job is to help you not to be hoodwinked by anyone and help you with your emotional problems. 866-RADIO-ROY, FHU.com. And the phone number to this program is 800-877-3227, 10 to midnight West Coast time.
Join the thousands who have gained enlightenment through the foundation of human understanding and from listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You'll find a wealth of information by visiting FHU.com. Sunday sessions at the foundation are a popular event, but if you're unable to attend, you can now take them home with you. That's right. Enjoy 20 Sunday sessions on MP3 CD. 40 hours of audio on one CD. Find out more at FHU.com. Recent topics of Sunday sessions include Original Sin, Why It's No Longer Your Fault, Faith, Doubting the Demon of Doubt, and Food, the Most Dangerous Drug of All. Enjoy these and other relevant topics by ordering your Sunday sessions on CD. 20 sessions in all, a full 40 hours of audio. Find out more at FHU.com or call us during West Coast business hours at 1-800-877-3227. 1-800-877-3227.
Do you long for the days when life was less complex and confusing? Do you wish there were ways to reduce everyday stress? If you have worries about your family, finances, or relationships, then it's time for you to download and listen to Be Still and Know from FHU.com. This free audio lesson will teach you how to free yourself from your own negativity so you can better deal with day-to-day challenges. You can stop the anger, the doubt, the sense of failure that's holding you back. FHU.com can help. Learn exercises that will give you strength to overcome problems and make life easier. Don't let emotions take control. If you're ready for a new perspective, go to FHU.com to hear Be Still and Know absolutely free. That's FHU.com. With a new version of your own life, you can be happy again. Visit FHU.com for a free audio download of Be Still and Know. Life is too short to waste on the same problem.
It's time for Advice Line.
My girlfriend is 25. Just about 2 weeks ago, she confessed that she slept with another man.
Call 1-800-866-8883.
From the time I was about 18 years old, I was too close to my mother and not close enough to my father.
Here's your host, Roy Masters.
Those are the kind of questions that we address on this program and the consequences of those. I mean, the reasons why people ask questions like that, because they are deeply troubled. And I think this country is deeply troubled, too easily manipulated by the wrong kinds of people. Wolves in sheep's clothing. That's what I was opened my program with just a few moments ago. I just want to wrap it up just quickly and make a little short note of my opening. Some of you didn't hear it. What kind of human beings masquerading as Americans? But they're not just wolves in sheep's clothing, the kind of people that will bring down America from within, because that's the only way you can bring them down. These kind of people are anti-humans. I mean, these, the judge that made the ruling for the NSA wiretap is an anti-human. It's carefully selected, carefully bred, placed there for such times, perilous times as this, to place us into more peril, knowing that we're a nation of laws, good ones. We are in a very serious war. Could hardly know it by the quiet and the fact that we've been relatively safe and they're dying over there, so we don't have to die over here. However, we are dying over here because we have a compromised political party that is no longer the loyal opposition, but the Trojan horse, the disloyal opposition. And you can see the kind of congresswomen and men that infiltrate their ranks. They are totally unreasonable, outrageous, outspoken, but because they have authority, they're congresspeople, they have media attention, they say things they carry the weight of authority, and the millions of gullible people respond to that. How do you get to the hearts and minds of the Arab nations? They have an Arab Al Jazeera. It's a propagation, a propaganda machine. Propaganda, radio and TV, newspapers, when it's in the hands of Nazis or people like, you know, the neo-fascist Muslims, when they're in hands of one political party, religious political party, fascist, communist political party, it doesn't matter. The minds of people become twisted. You're not permitted to believe other than the party line. And only a small percentage of people are capable of resisting propaganda. The creation of perception as if it was reality. If your eye is whole, if your perception is clear, your whole body is full of light, says the scripture. But if your perception is dark, then your whole body is full of darkness. The only way that monsters, deceivers, manipulators, people who are power hungry, wolves in sheep's clothing, pretending to be what they're not, pretending to be an American, but really being an anti-human. The fakeness of people is extremely powerful because people, generally speaking, are gullible, meaning they tend more to believe lies than truth. And if you can tell a big lie, said Hitler, you might as well tell a bigger lie than a small one. It's much more effective, especially with authority, without flinching and with a straight face. It will be believed. People will be caused to doubt themselves. You can recruit people to hate America. All you have to do is set up a condition, find a condition that's already set up, poverty, misery, suffering, and then find someone to blame. Someone to blame is defenseless, innocent, you know, well-meaning, not paranoid, wants to live in peace with its neighbor, not danger at all. You must find a person that's not dangerous, a person who's ill-prepared for attack, for outrages against them, for persecution, for genocide. And all you have to do is blame the innocent for what the guilty have done. In America, that's what's happened. We have an underclass of people created in a world, in a land of opportunity. Black people especially, black Americans especially, have been victims of sort of their own kind of imams. You know, black ministers decrying Western values and all the rest of it, and blaming. And they've been programmed by white liberals. And white liberals are, how can I say, what are they? Liberalism used to be a noble word, but it's not anymore. It's been taken over. The institution of medicine used to be noble. It's still noble, but it's been being taken over by people who are hungry for power. People want to keep you sick, dependent on their medicines. If they would discover, for example, a pill that would make everybody well, or just an idea, if you believed it, it would make you well. And I have that idea. Just like Jesus had an idea that would restore order to the mind, to the heart, to the family, to the nation. You can't rule a noble people. But there are those who be against it. Even the Pharisees, the scribes and Pharisees, religious leaders, were no different from Rome. The Jewish people were in just as much danger from their own rabbis, their own scribes and Pharisees and lawyers, much the same way as we are today, believe it or not. The ACLU and the judge that recently ruled that the NSA wiretap is illegal. What kind of human beings are these? It boggles the mind to know we have such evil people. But judges. But look at Jimmy Carter. He's evil. I've told you this man was sick a long time. He hobnobs with dictators. Chavez and Castro. Look at his railing against Israel. This man is mentally ill. No, he's not mentally ill. He's anti-human. He's a wolf in sheep's clothing. He always was. When he was in office, he was the worst president in here. With 20% inflation, he had ruined the economy. There are people who will befriend you. There are people who you think are wonderful and you marry. And you marry a wolf in sheep's clothing. And they've got you. And you elect them and they've got you. So I would have you awaken to relieve you of the perception shell around certain people. There are certain people who will simply point their fingers, Karl Marx, accuse others of what you are. You catch your kid doing something and say, Jimmy made me do it. Or it's your fault. And they're angry you being discovered, as if there's something wrong with you for discovering them. There's some anti-humans. They hate truth. They hate the innocent. They despise the innocent. I wonder how many people have invented lies about me, and I wonder how many of you listening have believed those lies. Why? Because I'm a threat. People like Roy Masters are a threat to people like the judge and certain members, the left-wing members of the Democratic Party and the New York Times. People like that who are doing things that are unthinkable in a time of war. Need I tell you what they are? You already know what they are. They should be prosecuted for it. We should identify them. This is a time of war. When I was in England, it would be very hard for a Nazi to crawl through barbed wire and go through, 800 miles of English coastline facing the continent. You couldn't get through. Well, you could, but it would be very difficult. Our borders are open. It just doesn't make sense. The time is coming when they're already here. Do you see where I'm going with this? Now, it's time for you people to wake up, because these are the people who will point their fingers at your leaders, at your noble leaders. I'm not saying I think that George Bush is right, but he's a noble person. He's not an idiot. He's a decent man. He's not perfect. Close to perfect would have been Reagan. But the Democratic Party made sure that they killed him. See, I want to tell you something. I want you to understand, listen very, very carefully. You know why John Hinckley didn't get to a court of law? Why he was put straight into an insane asylum? Because they didn't want it to come to trial. The Republicans didn't want it. And the Democrats didn't want it. I can understand that. It's a political nightmare. This was a Manchurian candidate. This man did not act alone. This man was the hatchet man for the left wing of the Democratic Party. Guaranteed, or your money back. Give me a couple of weeks with him in a cell with him. I'll show you that it's true. Gentlemen, you come at me and I'll make that an issue. Nobody wants to talk about it, but I will. I know hypnosis. I know how to undo that. I know how to get out of him. Exactly what I know is there. The invention of a Jodie Foster. The invention that was put in his mind. I know what you can do with hypnosis. I know what you can do with vulnerable young people who hate their fathers and hate their country. Unstable kids. You can put things in their mind. You can take whole nations and turn whole nation against innocent Israel. Innocent America. Not exactly innocent, but you know what I mean. Against democracy. The leaders of totalitarianism, are terrified of democracy, of people becoming individuals, so you don't need them. Then they can't have any power. And power is all they got because they're soulless. They're evil. The soulless ones are evil. And they are usually the ones in power. And they're always sort of usurping high places and pointing the finger of the noble and turning people against their own country. Look at your universities and look at your media. Look how surreptitiously they manipulate and slowly turn people against their own culture and subvert it with a poisonous one. Right now it's anti-war. How could anybody be anti-war? Somebody comes out and wants to kill your wife and children. Are you going to say, I cannot, I'm a Christian, I love people, I will not resist, I'm anti-war. No. There are people who control whole nations of people, who make them think, these multitudes think, that evil, that America and Israel, or whoever is innocent, is the cause of all their suffering, when they themselves, the monsters alone, are the cause of suffering. And just about when people are going to turn against them, because the suffering and the abuse becomes so great, these people are addicted to abusing and then pretending to help and helping themselves while helping others, helping themselves to others and making everyone worse. It's happening in America too. Medicine, psychiatry, socialism, it's all those things together, all these things help pretending to help people, but making them addicted to drugs. See? Never really giving real solutions. They're just glorified dope pushers, the pharmaceutical companies. They come in various disguises, helping you to find God and addicting you to the church. So the church gets in the way. You never find God. You only find verses and chapters, and your life doesn't get any better. So on and so forth. Ladies and gentlemen, I've covered a lot of ground, but I got two jobs. I have to wake you up so that you can see what I just said. You can see the through the facade, the wolves in sheep's clothing. They appear to serve you. Jesus had a different take on serving. He says, "The greatest of you shall be the servant of all. Those who love you will serve you and help you become individual, not dependent. But the politician, the wicked one, will serve you to rule you. Your girlfriend will serve you to rule you. Your husband will buy you flowers and make you feel important. That's how dictators work. They make people feel important. And you become addicted to the feeling of importance. You think it's love. Then you'll do anything to hold on to your importance. Otherwise, they'll take your importance away. They show their teeth. They frighten you. And then they smile at you again. Passive-aggressive kind of thing. As long as you give in to them, they'll smile and give you a sense of importance, which is simply slowly taking your life away. They serve to rule. And you are victims of this in your own household. You're victims of this in your school. You're victims of school this in your marriage. You're victims of this everywhere. This is a nation that is almost completely turned against itself. Half of it is turned against the other half. We are divided. Why are we divided? Because half of us are not Americans. We are born here, but we are changelings. Now, you hear what I'm saying? I'm trying to wake you up. And, of course, you may not think you're asleep, but the hypnotic state you live in, the deception that has cloaked itself into you, clothed itself as you, has become you. Your dope pusher, for example, I must say it again, your dope pusher, I don't know if you've ever taken dope, a lot of you kids, addicted your pusher. You are embracing you crave, you need the services, the services of the very thing that is killing you, but you don't see it killing you. What you do is you're dying to it, and others must die to you. So therefore you recruit others, you find others to sell your dope to. You encourage others, even if you don't sell dope to them, you want others to belong to what you belong, because you cannot tolerate innocence. You feel it a victory to score like that. You embrace the very thing that is killing you, and that could be legal drugs too. You can embrace the very medicines that are making you worse, so that you live longer, become wronger, and you cry out because you're not really living, you're dying. And the pharmaceuticals are living off of you, living off your dying. They're not giving you the answer. They're treating your symptom. The answer is a soulful answer. They will not bring you to the soulful answer. They will not dare to meddle with the soulful answer. I do. I will show you how you can be free from all this quickly or in due time, depending upon the severity of your symptoms. And the worse your symptoms, the quicker they will be relieved. The worse sickness will die. If you have cancer, for example, if you can hear what I'm saying, it's the first thing that will fall away. It doesn't mean say you're cured, because you have to realize what the factors that lie beneath it. And then you go back a little further. Slowly you peel the layers of the onion, and you'll start getting better and better, because you never stop getting better as you will never stop getting worse. There are people who encourage you to get worse and worse because they rule over your worseness. Don't you see it? The poisonous culture with the underworld. They call upon the underworld, the dope pushers, legal and illegal. They call up the dark forces as if they croon sweetly for their presence, and they rise to the occasion and serve to rule. They serve the weakness of people. They nurture it. They love you for your weakness. And they appoint those people to power when they get there. So you have to a system of people who live off your downfall. And once that happens, you have a dictatorship, a system of government in place that cannot be dislodged. And then you have places like Iran and Iraq and many places in the world where people don't want freedom. That's true. They don't want freedom any more than the addict wants to see himself as he is. Don't you see this? You could be free from drugs. If you drop the drugs, you have withdrawal symptoms. What is the withdrawal symptom? Tell me, pray tell me, what is the withdrawal symptom? It is the dawning of the reality of the ugly creature, deformed creature you've become. That's what it is. It's guilt. It's a deformed creature shaped in the image of your pusher, your fake lover, your fake political party. You've given your innocence to them. You fed some of yourself to them, and some of them have got into you. And that part of that spiritual part of you, which is dark, cries out for reassurance that you are alive, not dead. All right. Ooh, where did I get all that from? Watch out for the wolves in sheep's clothing. All right, we're going to take our callers now. Ladies and gentlemen, I didn't mean to spend so much time on this. I'm awful sorry about that. I wish my producer would have said, shut up, you've got to take a commercial. But it was sounding good, he says. Look, let me give a little commercial, then we'll make a break. Greg Lambert is my very able and loyal friend, who is the webmaster of FHU.com. And he says, look, Roy, if you want to, you can remind the listeners that you've lowered the price to $50. The Sunday morning sessions. The Sunday morning sessions you can see here free on the web. I think they're wonderful. They're extremely valuable. Trouble is, a lot of you cannot get to hear this, this service, which is free on the web. You can only buy it. And I'm sorry, this is the way we raise money for the foundation. We have an MP3 with 20 of these two-hour segments on it, with live audiences. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, imagine insights you'll get from being able to sit in on 20 group sessions for $50. If you only bought one, it would take two CDs and would cost you $25 to manufacture that. You get 50 on one CD, but it's an MP3. You can buy yourself an inexpensive player that plays it. It plays your ordinary CDs as well. Ladies and gentlemen, I suggest you give, if you've listened to the, especially if you've listened to the Sunday morning sessions, forgive me, I'm not very good at giving my own commercials, but if you listen to them, you'll see what a great value that is to be able to drive your car and discover things on your way to work, when you come home, share with your friends, learn how to deal with the horrors of stress, and awaken and become an American, a real spiritual American being, free, freeing others. Thank you very much. We'll be right back.
Do you long for the days when life was less complex and confusing? Do you wish there were ways to reduce everyday stress? If you have worries about your family, finances, or relationships, then it's time for you to download and listen to Be Still and Know from FHU.com. This free audio lesson will teach you how to free yourself from your own negativity so you can better deal with day-to-day challenges. You can stop the anger, the doubt, the sense of failure that's holding you back. FHU.com can help. Learn exercises that will give you strength to overcome problems and make life easier. Don't let emotions take control. If you're ready for a new perspective, go to FHU.com to hear Be Still and Know absolutely free. That's FHU.com. With a new version of your own life, you can be happy again. Visit FHU.com for a free audio download of Be Still and Know. Life is too short to waste on the same problems day after day. Go to FHU.com. Do it today.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, if you hear someone say that there's no Holocaust and the Jewish people are the problem in the Middle East and George Bush is a terrorist and Osama bin Laden is a freedom fighter, you can be sure that you cannot convince them otherwise, and then any attempt to convince them otherwise will only feed their disbelief, their belief system. They have been turned, and you have to be an expert to turn them around. I know how to do it, but you don't. You will actually embolden them because they're stronger than you are in their wrong. They are stronger in their wrong, in their perverse belief, than you are in your faith. And you're in danger of being compromised yourself if you're not careful. I warn you about that, but at least take note of them. Look at your Jimmy Carters. Look at the left wing of the political left. Look at them. Look at the media, look at the New York Times, Los Angeles. Look at them, listen to them, and just know who they are. That's all. Make a note. And look at yourself to see if you've been turned. Because you have been turned. I warn you, you have been turned as the agent of hell. You are being turned to bring down your own country. I hope you realize it. Your misery and suffering has been created by the very people that are pointing the finger towards the innocent. Your helplessness and your deprivation and your failure, you've got to blame somebody. You don't know where it's all come from. You can't see it. You can't see those who rule over you. May I suggest you go to my website and turn back, because it could be the misery and suffering caused by your own parents that is being exploited. Go to my website, FHU.com, and download the CD, Be Still and Know. It's free. Call my office, we'll give you a copy, free if you cannot afford it. It's only $30 if you can. You can also get 20 Sunday morning sessions, if you wish, reduced from $100 to $50. 20 of them, that's 40 hours on one CD. Enjoy and grow and come up to the light. Be right back. I'm Roy Masters. 866 Radio Roy, FHU.com. That's the website.
Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Mr. WLAA in Los Angeles, 830 on the dial. Happy to have you aboard. I can hear the background. Thank you very much, my producer friends. Okay, we just had open line there. Just very quickly, ladies and gentlemen, there's magic going to happen. I mean, spiritual magic is going to happen at the seminar. I know it's going to happen. I've had a new, awakening. When one tends to awaken at different levels in one's life, I will be able to show you what and express and do, be an instrument of higher power. Of course, it's never me. I knew it could be done, but now I know I could do it. I knew that it was possible. But then you have to be promoted. If you live your life in a certain way, you get promotion. And now I feel it's happened already a couple of times, and I know that I can feel confident it will happen again. People get well quickly at the seminar. And I do want to impress again that in this seminar, which is Sunday, October the 1st in Las Vegas, the Texas Station Hotel, please call my office for information. I will show you how to bring the divided self together so that your whole being comes under the ruling entity, your creator. Because if you're separate from the ruling entity, your creator, you come under the spell of deception. You become easily deceived and hungry for deception. Yes, addicted to the wrong kind of love and the wrong kind of truths, of which there are many. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much. I will emphasize that there's a mind-body connection to all your illnesses, and I will talk about your health too, the things that you can do to make you well, the very simple things. There's so many diets, there's so many medicines, there's so many vitamins and all kinds of things like that out there, and you'll be just taking pills. You don't even know what you're taking them for. You don't know which diet is right, what is good for you, what is not good for you, until you see clearly. When you see clearly, you will be able to see. I see it. I know it when I see it. But the trouble is, your mind is troubled, and for you, it's a sea of trouble, and you cannot see through it. All right, now we can take our calls. Scott in Los Angeles, I've been waiting. Sorry to keep you waiting, Scott. I just couldn't help myself.
I don't want you to. God can help us. I really like what you said about living your life right in the moment and living it right and the best you can according to the Word of God and stuff, because I do believe in that promotion. I do believe that I've been promoted too in at my level. And I do believe perhaps that's an endless...
It is endless. You're quite right, sir. There's no end to it.
I don't think there's any end to it. As long as there's an eternity and there's a God, I believe that progression can go on forever.
That's the adventure, isn't it? The adventure,
yes.
It's never ending. It's a never ending story.
That keeps us looking forward instead of looking back and...
That's right.
Keeps us healthy.
Now, what can I do for you?
Yes, the wolves in sheep's clothing. I have a tendency, I'm faced with unbelievable what you've helped me overcome. The things that I can do now I never could do before. But like I said, the promotions never end, but the challenges never end, too.
Of course. Of course.
And the enemies, the worm never seems to die.
Listen, as long as you are on this earth, there will be people. First of all, you deal with the pawns, you know, the average guy. And then as you grow beyond that, you deal with the bishops, you know, and the chess game of life. And then the castles and the queen especially. And then eventually you get to the king. And so you become more dangerous. As I have grown, I have become more dangerous. And I expect trouble one of these days. I've already been through a whole lot you don't know about. And attempts to silence me. You don't know about it, but it's still in progress, and it's going to keep going on, but each moment is an opportunity to grow stronger and wiser and hold fast to the faith.
I really appreciate that, and hang in there, because I am too, and I'm sure...
All of you.
You know, I think it was, who was it, Jeremiah or Isaiah? Somebody said, I am the only one left, and there's nobody else that believes. And then God said...
It was David. It was King David. I have chosen 7,000.
Yeah. And God said there are 7,000 who have not bowed the head, you know. So
but that's not many. That's not many out of a nation of several million.
It was enough.
Yeah.
we're out here. We're out here, sir. And believe me, we're out here. Okay.
I believe you. I think America is the is America and Israel are the two lampshades. And but we have to come to grips with our own internal evil, because we're more in danger of the people who pretend to be Americans than we are of the enemy overseas. I'm right about that.
I appreciate you hanging tough.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye.
I in my oath of allegiance, I swore to protect this country against all enemies, domestic and foreign. I don't know about the foreign ones, but I'm sure going to tear the domestic one to pieces where I can. So you come at me whenever you're ready. I know how to deal with this. I'm prepared. All right, we're going to go to George there. Hello, George. Tahunga, California. Hello, George.
Hi, Roy. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Roy, the last couple of years I've been dealing with a brother. He's 19 years older than me.
Yes.
In 2004, I told him that I wanted to move my mother to a warmer climate, and he responded by stealing my mother's checking account document and suing her to make her incompetent. Mom had been diagnosed with dementia.
Well, she may, then she is, she has dementia?
She does have dementia now.
Well, then she is incompetent.
Well, but the thing about it is that where my difficulty comes in is that he's comfortable putting her in the same nursing home that my grandmother was abused in.
Oh, I see.
And I am having problems with it because I was willing to take care of my mother if I had some assistance. And he...
Well, you are a kind-hearted man.
Yes, but I'm also a Christian, and I don't take that lightly because... A lot of people think that because you're a Christian and you really hold to the values that you don't give in to the sexuality, that either you're gay or something else.
Yeah, but that's the game of perception the wicked ones have played.
Well, on some level, Roy, this is what I really think is at the essence of why my brother did this to my mother.
How so? Explain.
Because my brother has never, well, I've been married, I got a divorce very early on. I saw that my wife wanted to have physical violence, and I was not willing to tolerate it. So I ended the marriage.
She was physically violent?
Yeah. Tried to kill me.
Oh, wow.
And so I...
Well, your judgment wasn't very good to begin with.
No, it wasn't. It took us 3 months to get to that point. And that was just over discussion. So,
was your mother like that? Was she violent, or was she very submissive?
No. Strangely enough, my nickname for her when I was a kid was the Battleship.
She was strong?
Very strong. Strong that she overpowered my father. My father was not his father, so we had different dads. But.
I see.
She held her own. She had a job. She worked. My father worked. They kept me in school. When she got home from work, she picked me up. You know, that type of thing.
But do you follow, are you more, do you take your nature from your mother or your stepfather or father?
I take my nature more as independent. From both of them. And the reason why I say that, I say I have a little bit of my mother and I say I have a little of my father, and I didn't like either one of them particularly.
That's a bad thing either way.
Well, I mean, not to say particularly, but the best characteristics I think I've gotten them, if that makes any sense to you.
You got the best of them, you got the best of your mother, and you got the best of your father.
Best of my dad, right. And
the trouble is, the only thing is the best real? See, the reason, for instance, how old is your mother?
Mom will be 85. In fact, she was born the same day, same year as Rodney Dangerfield.
I think
so life was kind of comedic coming up with her.
Well, now, I'm looking for a problem you have, and you're just giving me a problem that you have with your brother and your Well, you know, and that's not the kind of thing I deal with on this radio program.
The problem that I'm having is that I feel great guilt out of my mother being in this nursing home, and it makes me very angry towards my brother. And I have to work on constantly saying, I forgive, I forgive, I forgive. Because if I really had my druthers, I would hurt him for doing this to my
mother. So in other words, you'd be violent towards him like... See, in other words, you become the thing you're hating.
Right, exactly.
See, so that's what I was fearing. I was fearing that you are putting a facade, the good facade of, say, your mother, the strong mother, but your mother has dementia because she struggled to be good over something bad that she's never dealt with. A lot of people are like you. They have a bad experience. They tend to become like the very violent person that abused them or the parent they loved, and who put up with it, with what appeared to be strength, but was the best they had, and that's good, that's better than nothing. However, your mother didn't weather the storm. She got destroyed by this abuse. She got it destroyed also by the abuse she got in the nursing home, so I take it.
Right.
And so that you saw all this, and you started to resent the persons that did this to your mother, as well as the nursing home, and you again... You are being penetrated by evil because, so you are being infected by it, by your resentment towards all these people, and you're taking the strength of your mother, the noble resistance, but it's not noble enough. You are a Christian, sir, but you're not Christian enough. You cannot get upset and say, I forgive you, and then get upset again and say, I forgive you, because that's allowing yourself to be stabbed and forgiving the person, so he stabs you again.
Okay.
It's the resentment that it puts inside you the very thing you're trying to overcome. See, that you need let me finish the point very quickly.
Okay.
Because I'm almost there with it. I'm almost at a point that where you should forgive is at the point where they do the harm to you, the where they are hurting your mother and hurting you and destroying the thing you love. And intimidating you with all the cruelty that gives them so much pleasure, because it does give the bully pleasure to see you fail. They draw their strength from that, and you lose your power as they draw their strength. So what I'm trying to tell you is forgiveness. If you could find true Christian forgiveness, it would be in not hating the evil. Resent not evil, because if you resent the evil, it separates you from the good by which you may overcome it. The reason why you have consternation is you're losing the power. You see, if it was me, I'd solve this problem pretty quickly. But you are becoming victim of the problem. Your brother's getting stronger, you're getting weaker, and you're becoming like the person you hate, and you're troubled by this. Look, listen, I just make me finish this point. The point is that the evidence, the power you need, the blessing you need, comes from overcoming, resisting the temptation to hate the hurter, because that serves the purpose of the hurter and does not serve the purpose of those you're trying to defend. If you're going to stand up for yourself, stand up with the strength that comes from overcoming your hatred. You lose your strength and you have a very wrong resolve. Like my friend has a wrong, I'm going to hurt that person. See, how does that help your mother? That's exactly what the abuser wants you to do. So he can say, ha ha, look at him. Israel stands up and say, everybody looks at Israel standing up. It's typical. You get provoked, you stand up for yourself. Instead of the provoker, the provocateur, getting the blame, everybody points the finger at the innocent one who's standing up for themselves. And everybody believes it because we all lost our innocence at one time. We've all taken the nature of the enemy. And some of us appreciate, you know, people standing up for themselves, yes, but not that many. The more we're compromised, the more we feel ashamed, even angry towards those who do what we fail to do. Some of you hate me because I stand up in the country where very few people really stand up and say what must be said. 866 Radio Roy, FHU.com. Remember, we have a seminar coming up in Las Vegas. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a mind-body thing. I will show you the certain things you can eat. There's a but you must have a mindset, because if you don't have the mindset, you don't have the control over what you eat. And if what you eat affects you differently, even if it's good food, it turns to poison, in a manner of speaking, to put it simply. Come to the seminar. I know that a lot of you like to come to Las Vegas, and it loves Las Vegas or Las Wages. It's an interesting place. But I'll tell you the date, October the 1st, Sunday, 9 to 5. And I'll be there, please God, the Texas Station Gambling Hall and Hotel. And it's a nice place on the outside of Las Vegas. Yeah, it's not in the Strip or anything like that. Call my office for information, 866-RADIO-ROY. Get the CD on the web. No charge, download it, and learn how to do what I just said. Learn how to find that inner strength that endures and overcomes. All right. We'll be right back.
To Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
George, my dear friend, you're such a well-meaning person. You're so close to God and reality, but you're just missing it by just a little tiny thing. Do you hear me, George?
Yes, I do.
What did you? Could you put into your own words what you believe you heard from me?
What I believe I heard from you is that forgiveness does not consist of resenting my brother's actions of what he has done.
In other words, it's not after the fact. Resentment is not, forgiveness is not after the fact. It's forgive. It is to give before. Give love before. It's a shield. You see?
Yes. Well, even in action, to give that, to forgive, even into trying to reach out to him.
You don't reach out. You don't reach out. You're not in the business of saving him from himself. You're in the business of saving yourself from him first. If you can't save yourself from him, you cannot save your mother from him.
Okay. All right.
And so he's intimidating you the way he did intimidate your mother, and you and your mother are very much alike. You're very strong and bold, and you're very strong and resolute, but you've got one thing missing. It's you that's resisting. It's not God in you that's doing the work.
Well, I moved out of the state that they were in order to resist the anger.
Yes, I know, but see, spare me that. I understand that, and that's not a good move.
That was not a good move. I should have stayed there.
Well, yes, you should have stayed there to overcome. See, you've run away from it. You've run away from dealing with it. And you've run further. You've run away from the place where you could save your mother. Look, when you deal with me in my life, you come at me and you feel like you've hit a brick. I've bred my children to have the same tenacity that you've got. But I've got something that you also need. It's spiritual. Of myself, I can do nothing. The person who can forgive has been forgiven all his sins. Meaning, and so therefore, the very fact that you could stand there, the straight face, without flinching, without fear, or that anger at a person who's coming at you, whose sole person is to penetrate you and separate you from God, the fact that you could stand there and not be penetrated is frightening to your enemy. The same thing, if America was a whole nation, we would not have this war. Because the enemy is a coward. Your brother is a coward.
Okay.
And he only gets his strength from making you upset and fearful.
The last time I saw him, which was in court, I stepped on the elevator and I just said hello to him, and he took off running as though I was chasing him.
Listen, but it gets better than that. If you could drop your anger, if you can show a boldness, if you can show this boldness that you almost have it, almost have you're so close to it. He will melt. He will cringe. And you'll show yourself to your mother, and she may get well.
Well, the point that I'm trying to do is I want to get her closer to me because...
No, listen, don't plan further than what I just told you.
No, I don't, but the thing was that...
I have to go now. I've given you a big segment of the program, and sometimes you talk ahead of the real point. I know what you're trying to do. Drop all your plans. First of all, learn to deal with those little things. First of all, deal with the aggravations inside you, those nagging thoughts, those angry thoughts at your brother. You're going to have to let them go and melt them away. Stop getting upset with the memory of what he's done to you. It's a vicious loop. It will set you up to be upset again, which will allow the negative to get inside you and to add to that vicious endless loop of angry thoughts. You must begin inside your head. Forgive, let go. The trouble is, if you get very still, God will catch up with you. You'll feel humility. You'll feel your helplessness. Your anger will be apparent as judgment. It becomes the resentment based. Judgment is resentment based, and it keeps you from your ultimate good from coming through you. Your resentment towards your brother keeps love from coming towards your brother and saving him from himself, or making him totally ineffective. It is so powerful, but you won't feel any power. You will not feel any power in this. When you're angry, you feel powerful. That's when you're the weakest. Ladies and gentlemen, I will keep trying to make my point, if you'll please stay tuned. 866-8883... That's an 800 number, 10 to midnight, West Coast time. Please support the radio program with your donations. And when you use the website, remember that, you know, people can't afford it all over the world. And if you can support the program with your tax-deductible donations, donate online or call the office, 866-RADIO-ROY, FHU.com. That's the website. Thank you. This is program number 4344. The next hour, if they'll remind me, it's 43:45.
For the days when life was less complex and confusing? Do you wish there were ways to reduce everyday stress? If you have worries about your family, finances, or relationships, then it's time for you to download and listen to Be Still and Know from FHU.com. This free audio lesson will teach you how to free yourself from your own negativity so you can better deal with day-to-day challenges. You can stop the anger, the doubt, the sense of failure that's holding you back. FHU.com can help. Learn exercises that will give you strength to overcome problems and make life easier. Don't let emotions take control. If you're ready for a new perspective, go to FHU.com to hear Be Still and Know absolutely free. That's FHU.com. With a new version of your own life, you can be happy again. Visit FHU.com for a free audio download of Be Still and Know. Life is too short to waste on the same problems day after day. Go to FHU.com. Do it today.
Join the thousands who have gained enlightenment through the foundation of human understanding and from listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You'll find a wealth of information by visiting FHU.com. Sunday sessions at the foundation are a popular event, but if you're unable to attend, you can now take them home with you. That's right. Enjoy 20 Sunday sessions on MP3 CD, 40 hours of audio on one CD. Find out more at FHU.com. Recent topics of Sunday sessions include Original Sin, Why It's No Longer Your Fault,
faith, doubting the demon of doubt, and food, the most dangerous drug of all. Enjoy these and other relevant topics by ordering your Sunday sessions on CD. 20 sessions in all, a full 40 hours of audio. Find out more at FHU.com or call us during West Coast business hours at 1-800-877-3227. 1-800-877-3227.